time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or wishing to change their vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 18. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to. Cloture having been invoked, the motion to refer falls.
After 3 days of contentious negotiations and name-calling, Congress voted to end a government shutdown Monday when Democrats agreed to trust the word of Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The president signed the spending bill Monday evening.
After pushing back that it was a Democratic shutdown, the party's leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, announced it was about to end.
After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement. We will vote today to reopen the government.
Roughly 3 days into a shutdown designed to press for a solution for the young undocumented immigrants known as the Dreamers, Democrats gave in to Republican demands to reopen the government.
I think if we've learned anything during this process, it's that a strategy to shut down the government over the issue of illegal immigration is something the American people didn't understand and would not have understood in the future. So I'm glad we've gotten past that.
But missing in the GOP victory lap was President Trump. Instead, the press secretary read a statement from the president.
Quote, I am pleased that Democrats in Congress have come to their senses.
Throughout the weekend, the president kept out of view, except for a few official White House photographs.
What the president did clearly worked.
Now comes the hard part. While the deal funds the government for the next 3 weeks, it comes with a non-binding agreement to find a solution for the Dreamers. In exchange for protecting the Dreamers, the White House says it wants to build a border wall and family-based immigration or chain migration and scrap a lottery program for some immigrants. One senior administration official expressed the hardening White House view by saying a wall does not equal border security. And the White House won't even say if the Dreamers will receive a path to citizenship.
That's part of the negotiation process, but right now, again, we want a permanent solution for that program.
Although Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he'd address the status of Dreamers, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise told Politico that the House doesn't feel at all bound by that agreement and said, quote, we're not going to pass a bill that has amnesty. There are things that would anger our base that I don't see us passing in the House. The government is now funded through February 8th. FBI Director Christopher Wray threatened to quit over pressure to fire his deputy director, Andrew McCabe.
Axios reporter Jonathan Swan reports it this way. FBI director threatened to resign amid Trump Sessions pressure. And he writes, quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, at the public urging of President Donald Trump, has been pressuring FBI Director Christopher Wray to fire Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. But Wray threatened to resign if McCabe was removed, according to three sources with direct knowledge. Wray's resignation under those circumstances would have created a media firestorm. The White House, understandably gun-shy after the Comey debacle, didn't want that seen, so McCabe remains. Sessions told White House counsel Don McGahn about how upset Wray was about the pressure on him to fire McCabe. McGahn told Sessions this issue wasn't worth losing the FBI director over, according to a source familiar with the situation.
A Michigan man has been arrested after allegedly threatening to gun down CNN employees at the network's Atlanta headquarters over, quote, fake news. The man, who has not been identified, is said to have made 22 calls to the news network about a week ago, sparking an FBI investigation. He allegedly told a CNN operator he was traveling to Georgia to gun you all down after repeatedly accusing the network of broadcasting fake news, a phrase made popular by Donald Trump. The man is quoted as saying in federal court documents, I'm smarter than you, more powerful than you. I have more guns than you, more manpower. Your caste is about to get gunned down in a matter of hours. Federal investigators traced the man's calls and arrested him before he was able to carry out any of his alleged threats. From the trying to rewrite history files comes Ted Cruz, who on Monday claimed that he has, quote, consistently opposed shutdowns, despite him shutting down the government in 2013 over Obamacare funding. NBC's Casey Hunt called him out on it.
We should not be shutting the government down. I have consistently opposed shutdowns. In 2013, I said we shouldn't shut the government down. Indeed, I went to the Senate floor, repeatedly asking unanimous consent to reopen the government.
Sir, you stood in the way of that.
That's factually incorrect.
It's not, though.
It's a wonderful media narrative But only one thing actually causes a shutdown. When you have senators who vote to deny cloture on a funding bill. And when that bill comes up, you have a vote. In 2013, virtually every single Republican voted to fund the government, including me multiple times. In fact, every single Democrat, I believe, in 2013 voted to shut the government down. The same thing is true here. Virtually every single Republican voted this week to fund the government. Virtually every single Democrat voted to shut it down.
Sir, that's simply not the case. This was about Obamacare funding.
Which of those facts are incorrect?
You insisted at that time.
I get that you want to debate me, but you don't actually have any facts.
I got the news.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.